7th, and we have so much planned for you today. I'm Huntrell Rell. This is the Morning Mint. Wow, it's been another crazy 24 hours. Yugo Labs announcing more around royalties, causing the discussion to spike and more drama on the timeline around that. And it is truly up only season. We're going to talk about exactly what you need to be looking at and why you need to be looking at, and how to navigate the markets when everything just seems to be going up, and how not to get lost in the sauce. Also, a couple of bull thesis ideas that I have that I think are worth understanding and looking into. And we'll also look into why in this airdrop season meta, it's going to make sense to stick to the collections that are winning. GM, it's good to see everybody. Twixie, Jay Glaze, the two most reliable people I know to get into the chat early. Noah, Philly, GM as well. So the whole 555 community, to all our listeners, glad to have you in here. It's going to be quite the show. So let's get into things. Wow. Okay. So it truly is up only season. I can't even get into what we've seen the last couple weeks. Just to put it into perspective, if we look at a chart and we scroll out, we'll just go to one day view real quick. If we think about where we were 2 weeks ago, we were down in the mid. I got to change the scale. If we think back to where at the beginning of February, we were down at 2,200. A month ago, we were down at 2,200 on ETH. It has truly, for the entire month of February, the best February I've ever had. And I would like to note, good point by Philly, that we have been up only ever since the show came back. I'm not going to take responsibility for it. I'm not going to take all the claim. That's for you to decide. But no, February's been a very good month. We are seeing a lot of performance. When we're not seeing performance, though, what's going on here? Solana really, truly lagging. And I think I like Dylan Orell, my brother, is going to hate that I'm saying this. But for the most part, 99% of the time, I think the idea is to stick to where the attention is. However, I think it's very clear that there are some laggards in the ecosystem. Solana being one of them, and the other that we are seeing being Doge. Doge is highly underperforming within the meme coin market, and we are seeing the attention more on Whiff, Bonk. Actually, I think Bonk is trailing just a little bit, but Whiff, Mog, and these other coins are performing incredibly well. And while they've had these, you know, 20-30% gains on their day over days, we have seen others lag. And I do think that because of the highly rotational perspective that we have within meme coins, some of these meme coins that we haven't seen get the attention will eventually be rotated into. And usually when they get rotated into, there is a lot of size and it's a pretty whiplash type of motion out of one coin ecosystem to the next. So I am expecting that to come out. We have seen over the last 24 hours, and I will give credit where credit is due to Dylan for flagging this to me last night, which was right around the 9-cent point. We did see this run all the way up to almost the 1-cent point. But again, you can see this has lagged dramatically behind other meme coins. We also saw some fireworks last night with Pith. Pith getting announced for its listing and shooting up from the 60-cent mark all the way up to 80 cents. We are retracing a bit here. I am expecting more announcements around Pith to be coming. I know Tia probably has some announcements coming. But yeah, we'll talk a little bit more in a second on how to navigate a lot of these large gains and what I'm seeing opportunistically wise. But please understand, we are not too far off all-time highs. Ethereum is only 1,000 off, about a 30% rise from where we're at. We are also seeing Bitcoin probably, we're only $8,000 off. And so really, we are very close, very, very close. I mean, again, Bitcoin is less than 20% away from all-time highs. There will be opportunities within this. And I also think there will be strength continued where we've seen the highest gainers. I think that if you are trying to play the meme coin market now for like new coin launches, you're going to get hurt unless you're playing where the attention is. The attention is most likely, it isn't Solana anymore, right? Like, remember meme coin season within Solana? You could literally just have BirdEye open, and when you saw a new coin launch there that you thought was funny, it would rip. I think we'll start to see some of that attention move to the Blast ecosystem. So understanding what the best aggregator and the best decks and where the best tools are on Blast are going to be very important. We'll cover those as we get closer to launch there. NFTs also having some up-only moments. My ladies, and I have a theory behind this, a Binance wallet loaded up 600 ETH and went to town absolutely sweeping. Over the last day, we've seen a 40% increase on floor price for my ladies, up from around, I think, a 1.6, 1.7 floor, like a two ETH floor. We're also seeing a lot of activity on Persona, and the number two collections that I have to put out or talk about right now are Pudgy Penguins, the Wazzies, as well as Creeps. And they all have something in common, which is airdrops. And they're going to continue to see, I say it every show, and I say that I say it every show. The airdrop meta is here to stay. And it's because we're looking at, it's almost like the new type of like vampire attack, which is how can we get a user base into our ecosystem using it? How do we get them to stick around? How do we get this marketing? We're already going to give away these tokens in some sense. And the team's like, we can't keep them. And if we dilute our allocation to somewhere else by 3-5%, it's not going to be noticeable, but we get in a whole nother, 3,000-8,000 people in our ecosystem. It's a win-win-win. And so Bored Ape Yacht Club is no longer the airdrop kings. It's going to be Pudgy Penguins, Wazzies. We're also going to see, it sounds like Sappy Seals make a very large push for the airdrop season. Creeps expected to get a pretty solid five-figure airdrop out of the Portal event on Thursday. That should be on everybody's radar. And again, Sappy Seals as well. So airdrops are going to be flowing to those most active communities. It's not going to change up. That's where you should be looking. That's where your focus should be. I do think that there is a narrative, and my guess here is from ladies, because of their user base. And here's, if you want to do some thinking and try to figure out where you could possibly be buying and where this could possibly be going, is understand what the communities and the holder base, what demographic and what potentially projects or protocols or even chains would be looking to onboard those users. I think Miladies have a very, very, very specific and unique group of holders. And I would assume that this large sweep that we've seen is, again, you don't see people just gambling with 600 ETH sweeps for no reason. Obviously, there's information that has led to an asymmetric information play that has allowed this individual to start making these sweeps. I would also put that onto other collections, which are very unique. And what chains, what projects, etc., might be looking to offer an airdrop in that direction. I believe that, I would say, and I'll bet it here, within the next 30 days, we hear of some sort of airdrop to Miladies that is either within, obviously, the EVM ecosystem or another ecosystem that is significant and pushes this floor higher. That's what my gut's saying. From all my years of doing this, I would believe that to be true. Let's hop into some other information. And on the topic of airdrops, just a weird moment. This is, I saw this and it gave me, remember when we got like the GM, like Pepsi, GM, McDonald's, like Wagme, Burger King, that thing. I had the laugh here. The juice announcing that they were doing an airdrop to Wazzies and Penguins, then Thruster replying, how do you get access to our internal docs? Wazzies and Penguins also being part of their batch one NFTs to get an airdrop, and then Particle replying, wait, .. So what you see here now is Thruster, Juice, and Particle all planning on an airdrop to Penguins and Wazzies. Again, I don't think that it'll be limited to those, but those are two of the main ones that are getting a lot of attention. And if you are looking for opportunities to also get into this, it's clear from this doc, if you want to do a little investigating and snooping here, is Wazzies and Penguins are listed as, you know, these two, but this is blanked out. So I'm assuming there's a, you know, at least two more collections to be part of Thruster's initial drop. I would make you almost guess what are those other two collections, and what fits into that, you know, interpolate to what fits into this area here. Is that Board API Club? I don't think so. Is that, you know, what might it be? I'm not going to speculate too much, but that's a nice thought exercise you could do and how at least I'm approaching something like that. Also, another one, Spacebar, Wazzies. I mean, I could literally just pull up these tweets for like an hour and the show would just be named like why my bags are going up. It just airdrops and that's it. So Spacebar doing something for Wazzies. It's not going to slow down. It's just going to keep going. And it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Also to what I mentioned on the token side, a little bit more specific, understand that on the equity side of the market, we are at all-time highs. BTC, ETH, and SOL all technically lagging the equities market, which is interesting. I would make this point for everybody saying, like, yes, the bull market is back. Correct. Yes, the bull market is indeed back. Is retail back? I would say that we are starting to see retail nibble. A valid point that was put out in the 555 Discord. Again, we're at a point now where there's so much information happening that it does make a lot of sense to be with it. So if you want to be in a community or you want to be in a group chat, you want to be somewhere where you can talk to people that have the same mindset, are looking at the same stuff, are helping you not let things go through the cracks. So 555 obviously has been absolutely amazing and making sure I don't miss stuff. But within that community, somebody flagging that Coinbase is still ranked like 430th on the App Store currently. We're not even at Coinbase being a top 100 app on the Apple App Store. That is how far away we are from retail being back. Note that when we see Coinbase be a top 100 app, I'll admit retail has made their way back, and everybody who's cheated that off their phones after the last cycle has returned. But Bitcoin is still 18% off all-time highs, Ethereum 33% off all-time highs, and Solana 60% off all-time highs. I think Solana has its moments. I just think that there will be some laggard to this as we see layer twos, as we see Blast and these other low-cost, high-frequency transaction chains compete with them. I do think, though, that Solana has the ability to run. I will start nibbling here. As I mentioned a second ago, we are up only as much as we are, but we are seeing a little bit of a pullback. If we go to the one-hour tab, right before the show started, you know, Bitcoin is up at 57,000. We have pulled back at one point almost to 56,000. Obviously, not that big of a pullback, but there are going to be buying opportunities within here. We do look at Solana. Again, it's been pretty straightforward. We are approaching back to that like 103 support level. It would not be a terrible place to throw a bid, in my opinion, if you think it's going to continue to go up. Again, nothing I say on here is financial advice. Everything I say is, you know, this is comedy at the end of the day. But I am hoping that things that I say help you. Again, if you're listening live to the show, drop something. If you have a question, comment, anything, you can drop it in the chat. And for our podcast listeners, thank you for listening. I did want to take a second real quick and go through a theory that I have on the NFT side of things, which is the AI art bull thesis. Now, I've talked about this a bit, and I think that we've had some time from our recent spikes in volume to actually step back and look at a couple of collections and how I think we're in a consolidation phase, and how I think over the next 6 months, as more collections and more institutions start to look at where we are going in the AI art market, where I think you should have your focus. And because this is part of the market that is not up only yet, and it's part of the market that I think will be up only, why I'm just talking about this to bring attention to it early and at least educate you on some of the areas you can be looking. Now, I was largely vocal on Align Draw when it first minted. We did see this pop originally to like 0.35, and then it was as low as 0.1 ETH. Now we currently, after some buying and some vocal people on X, we've seen this run as high as 1 ETH and then actually pull back a bit. And now we're sitting around a floor of 0.81, and we have bids into the 0.7 range, and some people are moving around. I do think that this is a historic project from 2015. This is the collection that gave birth. Obviously, this collection was just deployed in 2023, but these images, this actual AI model that produced these images, was the birth to everything that we see in the generative AI space for imagery. And has basically, it is the first crawl of what we see with Sora. Obviously, AI has had to crawl, to be able to stand, to walk, to jog, to sprint. And now we're basically figuring out how to make it fly, if that analogy makes sense. But this is, I think, an incredibly important part of art history. And everybody should be understanding where that fits into that narrative. Now, another one that has started to pull back some more is Beef Brothco. The reason I bring these up also are that this is falls into the thesis of almost a comical narrative, a fuck you to the traditional art world, a creator that truly has found a way to establish himself as a anomaly. And also, I think because of everything that we've seen within the AI art space, this is so anti AI art, where AI art is always trying to push these boundaries of like the most unrealistic thing you can imagine. This is truly like, it's meat. It's literally AI generated meat in the style of Rothko. There are some pieces here that I absolutely love. I'm not going to tell you which ones, because you're definitely going to buy them and make me pay more for them. But I'm definitely picking up another two or three of these within the next 24 hours. I do have a solid bull thesis on these. I'm okay to lock up, $3,000 to $5,000 within these pieces, rotate maybe a doodle out, rotate another piece out, not increase too much of my NFT exposure there. But I do think the AI thesis is pretty damn strong, and I do think this will have its moment. Again, this collection is only 666 pieces, so not a huge holder base. It's about a 42% unique owner base. Most people hold multiples, and I am going to expect more people to try to gather a larger and larger collection here. On the higher end of AI art, we've seen more and more of a pullback here, which I think is interesting, but also leads to the question of when this AI art narrative comes back. A lot of these high-end collections aren't going to be outlandish, and a good indicator for when the AI market does come back will be to look at these collections, in my opinion. And so Claire Silver, her Genesis collection, which is on Braindrops, this collection we've seen as high as 20 ETH floor, 30 ETH floor. And then we've seen now, at one point, it was just hitting around the 7 to 8 ETH. We've seen a significant collection consolidation now between 4 and 6 ETH. Almost, 12 pieces there. I do think that, again, maybe don't go buy this. This might be far out of your price range. And it could be a collection that you're like, hey, I don't like it. But I can tell you that not everything has to be a collection that you're looking at to buy. A lot of collections you can use as indicators. This is a collection that I look at as an indicator of what is the higher end AI art market doing. If we start to see a couple of pieces get bought here, we start to see a DAO or a fund come in here and pick up four or five of them, that is a great indicator and something to look at. So just another way that I'm analyzing, but also just to put on your radar, I think this is an incredible collection and did help start that narrative. I wanted to also note that Reflection by Van Arman, we talked about this on the show weeks back when this originally dropped. We are seeing this collection start to get a little bit more buys. We are getting back to our original mint price. Another way to understand and evaluate the AI market health, I guess is the right word. We're also have been watching on Van Arman's side, the BitGans, however you want to say that, but it is Byte. On the BitGans side of things, we are seeing a little bit of a falling floor. However, I have noticed a couple accounts starting to aggregate larger and larger positions here. This does fall into both the narratives of AI art and on-chain art. So a double whammy there. The collection is 1,111 pieces. So not the biggest collection, not the smallest collection. However, it does have a very unique narrative and it does hit that on-chain art on top of AI, another collection to look at. Obviously, this whole discussion that I've given you isn't entirely on the focus of like the up only markets we're seeing. However, a lot of people have asked me, hey, like we're late. We didn't like see this coming. We missed this. I think, again, attention rotation. Where's the attention now? How long is it going to stay there? Where is it going? Why? Like, what's your thesis behind why that attention's going there? The same reason I mentioned Doge. Doge is a staple of the meme coin market. Doge is going to be something that, without a doubt, Elon Musk at some point is going to tweet about. He can only keep his mouth shut for so long before he says something. And so when I start to think about where is attention going to be, I start thinking about the generative art market on Artblox, which we haven't seen really thrive again in any real way. I also understand for a fact that many artists are working on stuff within the AI industry. We have some pretty big auctions coming up. Christie's and Sotheby's have been behind the scenes. I've heard a lot of murmurs on that end of things for promotional and also auctions and highlighting the AI art scene, especially because of some of the really genesis pieces within NFTs. Like think about the Lost Robbies being from AI art. I think that that narrative will pick up with steam and this will be an area to focus on. And even if you don't buy anything here, it is a great way to figure out how to be part of like an up only movement early on. We'll get into a couple of news pieces here. I'll give you some other points. And obviously there are some big things coming later this week. We have ETH Denver, we have Portal Coin, we have Blast Mainnet, all starting Thursday essentially. And that's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot happening. The even more interesting thing, Magic Eden on the 3rd for their ETH rewards claim, I believe. Magic Eden also in the news because Yuga Labs announcing tomorrow that the much anticipated Magic Eden Ethereum marketplace goes live, the first major marketplace to partner with creators and launch a platform that we can be all proud of. The custom pages for collections, loyalty rewards, and contractual royalty enforcement all being part of this. Yuga and Magic Eden are taking a big step forward here, though, and in sync with this launching, they are sunsetting their support for all marketplaces who don't support royalties, which is kind of crazy. They're basically kicking anybody out who is not enforcing on any of those collections. Now, those collections, I think, are limited to because of the way contract manipulation works mutability works, is I think this is only going to be valid for Coda's other deeds. And then I think that I have to look, but it doesn't include Bored Ape Yacht Club. It does not include Mutants. It doesn't include Kennel Club. And it does not include the Moonbirds or the Oddities. So there's a lot of collections that like this announcement doesn't really pertain to. It's still a large amount of assets at the end of the day, but it's worth understanding that. Yuga Labs also announced that it's cutting its royalties for the first, I think, 60 days of these marketplace launch. So everything's getting cut, I think, in half. So you have less royalties that they're actually enforcing. So I think it's sort of a way I think it's a PR stunt at the end of the day. I think it's a nice gesture, but it's kind of like, hey, we're enforcing royalties, but for the first 60 days, like, we'll be nice. And then you got to pay full price. Interesting move by them. We'll see how that plays out. Excited for Yugo Labs, excited for Magic Eden. And that will definitely have some more interesting points. I'll leave it at that. On the attention side for Bitcoin, we're going to talk Bitcoin. And a good point here, I just checked the chat, and this is why I love doing these live. Philly asking, what Bitcoin DeFi projects have your attention, if any? And I think this is perfect. We're talking about the ETF inflows. We had another very positive day of net inflows yesterday. I believe the total net after everything is said and done was just over 236 million. That was a pretty solid day. We are seeing less and less selling, and obviously the buying has been pretty solid, and it's the same buyers: BlackRock, Fidelity, 21 shares. But I'm at a point now where I think it's going to be blatantly obvious. Again, this is not unique, it's nothing smart for me, but the most obvious plays currently, in my opinion, are within the Bitcoin ecosystem. Now, I sat down with Dylan, who is my partner in Future Proof, last night, and we talked very, very deeply about this, which is what is not on our attention? The L2 space and the DEX space and the trading space and the NFT space within Bitcoin is going to unlock a lot of liquidity for a lot of people that have had a lot of money and have not been able to deploy it or use it or run back essentially the DeFi summer that we saw in the previous cycle. That is an area that I'm going to spend probably the next week really deep diving into. I think that the best indication of how this plays out is already to go and look at how has the Node Monkeys, how have the Puppets, how have Quantum Cats all performed, and look at that incredible spike up. Obviously now with Bitcoin ripping, there's more attention. This narrative around buying and getting assets on Bitcoin are going to increase. I think that we're also going to see this all fuel retail to hop in. It'll be why we see more of your parents, if you're a younger person watching this, why your parents will be asking you if they should buy Bitcoin, should they buy an ETF. The first thing you should do, though, and I hope you all know this, is when your parents ask you should they buy the ETF, you tell them fuck off and help them just buy Bitcoin. Like, own the asset, don't own the ETF. That's stupid. It's fucking stupid. But I do think that within the Bitcoin ecosystem, the number one place that I will be looking at, and I'll bring specific examples of this, will be on the DEX side. And it will also be on, I mentioned this earlier in the year, which was Rune and ThorSwap have been a pretty big bull thesis of mine. I know the prices of Rune has increased pretty significantly in the past couple of days. We've seen more and more people as we've seen more people hop into it. I think we're good here. Yeah, so off of those lows all the way back into the fours at one point, and now we're back up to almost all-time high of six. I think ThorSwap and these other systems that are allowing for liquidity and frictionless movement between chains and different assets are going to be major. Obviously, this allows you to go from Bitcoin to Ethereum very quickly, and it's allowing for other DeFi mechanisms to be built on top of it. I still have a massive bull thesis here. I still have my bags. I probably, if this were to pull back again towards five, I'd load up another clip on this just because it really has performed well, and I do think that we see this get back to its past cycle all-time highs. This is one that's on my attention, but I'll give you more specifics after I spend some time on that. Back to the ETFs, yes, more inflows, more attention, more buys. Don't try to FUD or fade the ETF. It's like standing in front of a speeding train. It's going to hit you and absolutely destroy you. You thought I was going to go a show without mentioning Blast. I caught you. Blast crossing a TVL of $2 billion, 157,000 users. Again, every day, more people are bridging over. More people are finally saying, shit, I need to get some money on there. At this point, right, like, the return isn't even, like, the return on your ETH that you bridge isn't even, like, the reason you're doing it. The reason people are bridging over is because companies and protocols, tokens, everything that's launching in Blast, a lot of people are starting to come out and say, hey, like, whatever you have bridged there is going to be, we're going to look at that. And that'll allow you to either get allocation, or we'll reward you based on that sizing, or whatever it is. The other side of this is, I think people are bridging over because of what the rewards will be after the unlock happens, which is, you see that people have bridged, they get these rewards. If you think Pac-Man is going to just be like, yep, have your money, go fuck off, like, thanks for locking money up for 3 months. Here's rewards for locking money up, and go do whatever with it. No. Again, the incentives to stay around are going to be massive. They've thought this through. They're not stupid. Expect there to be rewards and incredible incentive to stay around. That's what we're expecting, at least. And also look for projects that will be basically helping and working to keep that money on as well. The last topic that you need to know about, and is part of this, like, hey, what's on top of the to-do list, is Portal. Again, Portal has really, really whiplashed a lot of the people that faded and FUDded on top of it. Obviously, this is going to be interesting. There's a few hours left here to get into looking at Portal. We are almost about, what, I think 48 hours away. The whales market currently trading at just, well, if this didn't refresh, then we would have this. The whales market currently trading at about $2.80. I think that in the long scheme of things, you'll start to see the Portal market get more and more attention, to the point of where we're starting to see it push to these higher levels. I've seen some polls around what Portal is doing. I do think that Portal has the ability to shoot much higher past $3. It's clear that we'll be launching around that point at this point. But NFT guy here putting out a whole bunch of points around Portal and Magic Eden. And essentially, I think the number one point here is they have some amazing games. They have some amazing advisors. They have a lot going on. But we're really starting to see craziness on the pre-market. The Portal IOU price this morning as high as $7. It is truly crazy, the whiplash that we're seeing around this token. And I think a lot of people are still going to be fading. And I'm seeing in the chat now, CMC is showing it at over $7 currently, which is, yes, Twixy, it is insane. I do think that you need to go and research how have past Binance launch coins performed. What do they look like? What is the team doing around their airdrop? What is their likely airdrop and, you know, schedule for all their vesting for investors? Who have they announced as partners? What could coincide with that? Again, I'm an investor. I have some privileged information here, so I'm trying to also stay within the guidelines of, like, not giving out confidential information. But I do think that you can't look at Portal as a, wow, that was just like a lucky kind of like pump and it's over with. I do think that there's a lot being built here. There's a lot of very large companies that are putting time and resources and their reputations on the line to be involved here. And I am very, very bullish, obviously, as an investor, to stick around and see what they build and help the team. But yes, Thursday is going to be crazy. Blast mainnet, Portal. You'll all be able to claim your shards if you have done that. But again, if you have questions around Portal, if you have questions, theories, if you want to know what I'm doing, I'm going to be holding for the most part. Obviously, investing doesn't allow me to really jeet my whole bag right away. But if you want to know, I'll be talking about that more. Obviously, I'll post stuff within the 555 Discord. If you're not in there already and you're a holder, hop in there, verify your token. Amazing group in there, a lot of good information, and we'll look forward to seeing you. That is today's show. I'm so glad to have you all back again. We'll be changing things up a little bit with ETH Denver around the corner. If you are going to be ETH Denver, hit me up. I'll see you there. We'll catch you tomorrow morning. Peace, everybody.